You are listening to the Uncanceled Podcast. We believe that Jesus came to set you free and nothing can cancel the truth of God's word. Now here's your host, the youth pastor of Impact Youth at Faith Church in New Milford, Connecticut, Pastor Joey Santora.
Canceled. How are you guys doing? Thank you so much for tuning in. Man,
this is so cool.
We've never done this before. What are we talking about? Why is Annie up here? Who is Annie? All great questions that people want to know. Why are there people laughing in the back? Well, that's because this is our very first live recording of the Uncanceled Podcast. Audience, make some noise! Yeah!
Man, look at that.
This is awesome.
That's awesome.
This is great.
This is fun.
Annie, why don't you introduce yourself to everybody?
Hey guys, I'm Annie. I go to Bethel High School and I'm senior this year. I'm super excited to criticize some sandwiches today.
Oh, hey.
I love that.
Yeah.
That was a great introduction. So normally we do rate that crumble cookie. That's usually like our thing. Like it's rate that and we rate different things. But today, this is the late night bite. Why is it the late night bite? It's the late night bite because it's Impact Late Night and we're going to have a bite. Does everybody understand that? That makes sense? Fair enough?
I'm tracking.
So if you want to watch this, by the way, back tomorrow, you can go and check out the podcast on Friday. You'll be able to see the recording of this up. But it's time.
Let's get to it.
It's time for the
Late Night Bite.
Here we go. What are we doing today, Ben?
So we have a Chick-fil-A sandwich versus a Popeye sandwich. We're going to find out which one is the best one.
Annie,
scientifically.
Annie has some opinions about this already. Annie, would you like to share?
I do. You know, I'm assuming this is a Chick-fil-A sandwich.
It is. Good
assumption. Before I got a chance to actually look at them, I was Team Chick-fil-A. But the presentation here looks like Popeyes is kind of winning.
Oh,
Popeyes,
shoot.
Hey, Popeyes looks way better.
It does. The bun looks like very sad on the Chick-fil-A sandwich.
Yeah, it does.
It looks sad.
When you just go to Chick-fil-A, you don't know that the bun looks sad.
Mm-mm.
But when you stack it up against somebody else,
yikes. You do.
Yeah.
So are we going Chick-fil-A first?
I think it's time to take that bite.
I think it is.
Oh, that was nice right there. Take that bite. All right, go ahead. Let's all grab an edge. Here we go. Let's do this. All right, on the count of three, we'll take a bite. Some of you guys are hungering right now for Chick-fil-A. You're hungering for Chick-fil-A. Here we go. By the way, we added nothing to these. It's just like we got them, and like if it doesn't have sauce on it, it doesn't have sauce on it. It's just like this is how they sell them. So we're taking it at face value. Here we go. Let's go for a bite. 3, 2, 1. It's pretty good.
I mean, it's good. You know what you're getting.
I don't know what that was, but This is a solid sandwich. Is it just me? Maybe I'm just like hyper-analyzing now. It's like a little like dry.
Yeah, I was about to say, because usually when I get my Chick-fil-A sandwiches, I drown it in Chick-fil-A sauce.
Right.
If we're rating it based off just how they make it, chicken's pretty good. It's nice and crispy, but bread is kind of dull. And yeah, I agree, it's dry.
You might become a regular on Rate
You get
that.
The spirit
this
of
is,
it.
This is
you really
amazing.
Do.
Ben,
yeah.
Thoughts?
I mean, you know what you're getting. Like, it's good. And I agree. The bread is leaving something to be desired. But otherwise, I mean, you really can't complain about a Chick-fil-A sandwich.
Mm-hmm.
Solid. I'm not going to give it a rating yet because I want to try it in comparison.
Yeah, I don't even know if we need to give it a rating.
No, I think it's just which one's better.
Yeah, which one is better. Crumbs. All right.
Yes, I ate the whole corner.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Take that
I one. Was fasting, but now I'm not. Can someone say anything?
Take that one. All right.
All right. Initially, like, this has cheese and bacon on it, too.
It does.
The bun is, like, golden.
This
like
feels
the
like
the chicken is bigger.
All right. Straight off, like, the rip, appearance-wise, Popeyes is better.
Mm-hmm.
Appearance-wise, Popeyes is better. That's where I'm at.
I don't know if I've ever had this.
No.
I don't know if I have either.
Wow.
3, 2. Wait, let's have the audience count it down. Why are
love,
we not doing that?
That?
You guys should count it down.
I love
ready?
That.
Go ahead. Somebody ready. Ready? 3, 2, 1. Wow. All right. It is not dry. It's not dry.
It really isn't.
It is. All right, the chicken is not as good on this sandwich, though.
You don't think so?
I feel like that.
I disagree.
She disagrees. Annie, let me hear it.
Here, in this sandwich, I feel like it almost, it tastes less processed. I don't know how, like, another way to explain it.
All right. I agree. It's, I think the chicken is more real.
Mm-hmm. I can definitely see that. That's fair. Listen, some people don't care about that stuff, but on Rate That, we certainly do have opinions and thoughts on that.
For sure.
Guys, it's good. It's good.
I think the chicken is crispier.
I think it's crispier. I like the fact that it has mayo on it, like in comparison, like it comes with it. I don't have to add anything to it. I think I'm ready to make my take.
Me too.
Ben, are you ready?
Mm-hmm. How are we gonna do this?
Should we go with like
we'll throw one of them off.
I think we should have the audience like count down from three, and we can all say
we'll
in the mic which
put
one.
Put our
we
hand
pick.
Over the one that we like the most.
Sure, let's put our hand over the one that we like the most. Audience, let's count this down. Ready? 3, 2, 1. Oh, it's unanimous.
It is.
We all nicked Popeyes. I cannot believe this. Coming into it, I was convinced that I was going to pick the Chick-fil-A sandwich.
I really wasn't sure, but
guys, I'm sorry, but it seems as though the Lord's chicken has lost.
Oh, man. Seems like everybody has to start going to Popeyes after
this
service
is like,
instead of Chick-fil-A.
I feel like I need to repent after this podcast. this is crazy. Well, thank you guys for tuning in to this very special edition of the Late Night Bite. But we'll be back next fourth Wednesday, next late night.
This was awesome.
This was awesome. Audience, would you guys give yourself a round of applause? Yes. You guys are awesome. Thanks for tuning into the Late Night Bite. Audience, who's ready?
What's up, guys? No special introduction today. It's kind of weird because we were obviously recorded the Late Night Bite last night, and now we're recording our regularly scheduled podcast right now. I hope you enjoyed that Late Night Bite, and shout out to Annie, one of our awesome students, for hopping on with us. I did that spur of the moment. And bro, she said that she's going to actually share the podcast on her Instagram because she's pretty hyped up about it. So I'm like, all right, let's go, Annie. So Annie, I'm sure you're probably watching. Thanks for tuning in. And for those of you guys that were brought here by Annie, what's up? I hope that you guys enjoy this. I'm going to be doing a teaching today from the Word of God that you can check out. But before we do that, we did our Late Night Bite last night, but it's been about it's been longer than that.
Yeah.
It's been 23 days in January, but
probably
then...
probably like almost a month.
It's been like a month that we have not done. Rate that crumble cookie. Let's go. I'm excited.
We're back.
Dude, what is that?
Oh, and a little tag.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah. Here's my question. Do you think we should should this be Rate That Crumble Cookie Season 2?
Sure.
Okay. I might make a new graphic or something.
Season 2? I like that. I think season 1 came and go. That was in 2024.
Yeah.
See you later. 2025.
Yeah.
New season. It's a new season. Amen.
New season. Same Rate That.
Okay. What in the absolute what is happening here? Rob's backstage caramel popcorn cookie.
Why are the pictures not loading?
I need to put my Wi-Fi on. I don't know what it is, dude, but this phone just does not get good connection. It's very strange. Oh my gosh, dude. These are great options. Rob's Backstage Caramel Popcorn Cookie. Triple Berry Cobbler. Oh, wait. The cakes are still off the table, right?
Yeah, I didn't get a cake.
Okay.
Or a cobbler.
I just wanted... that's the same spirit. So it's not, we'll just eliminate quick. It's not the semi-sweet cookie. It's not the Tres Leches cake. It's not the triple berry cobbler. Strawberry milk. What in that? That looks interesting. A chilled strawberry streusel cookie streusel. Brimming with milky strawberry mousse, topped with a dollop of whipped cream on a crunchy, what is that? Prolonged?
I have no idea what that is.
Dude, that just sounds awesome. That's fascinating. A brookie. That's fascinating. I'm going to say that you didn't get that one, though. I'm going to say you didn't get the peanut butter one. The sugar with, like, the animal crackers is, like, fun and exciting. But I kind of feel like you at the end of the day were just, like, that's just a sugar cookie with, like, an animal cracker on it. So I'm going to kind of feel like you didn't get that. The caramel popcorn one just looks like a caramel cookie that has some popcorn on top of it. I'm going to lock in for season number two. I'm going to lock in a quick one for one with strawberry milk. Let's see what we got here.
Dang, man.
Dang!
Yeah. We're not starting off well. Here's my thing. When I read the description for strawberry milk, do you remember one of the early cookies that we got that was like a strawberry one? And I remember not really liking it. And also just like, okay, it's going to taste like strawberry to me. The caramel ones seem to have more depth to me for some
reason. Read it to me. I actually didn't even read the description. So
a buttery cookie top with sweet caramel cream cheese frosting, crunchy caramel popcorn pieces, and a light drizzle of melted caramel. So it really is just like caramel on top of caramel.
Yeah, I mean, hey, like but I'm not saying it's going to be bad. You know what I mean? Like I'm here for it.
I will say this. I got like aggravated when I read it just because like the title and like, did you read that part?
Featuring the Jonas Brothers? Where are they? I don't see them.
Backstage caramel popcorn cookie featuring the Jonas Brothers? I don't want to have to say all that.
Kind of also another reason why I just felt like it was a no. Like it was, but like, hey, listen, was strawberry milk the second?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. All right. So at least I'm like in like the neighborhood.
Yeah.
Brookie's just like nothing that special. It's kind of cool. Did you think the same? Did you think that about the sugar? About the sugar?
Another one that I just read it and it's like the cookie's name is sugar. I couldn't be more bored.
Strawberry milk's a pretty bad name for a cookie too.
Yeah. I was definitely considering it though.
Fair enough. All right. Well, fair enough. I'm here for it.
Ooh. I did warm it up, but that was a little bit ago. So,
yeah, it's always my fault, not his fault.
No, it's okay.
Because I just like kind of show up. Ooh, I'm like either really in on that smell or not in on that smell. It could be good, actually.
It could be good, but it could just be like terrible.
Let's go. Mm.
You hate it?
It tastes like old lady candies.
The Werther's candy.
Which they're not bad, but
as a cookie, it doesn't really work. Yeah.
I'm not really there.
I don't hate it, but I don't think it's good. Here's the thing that hit me the most. I don't like the popcorn on top. That's what's getting stuck in your teeth right now.
I'm not happy about
it. The texture was weird with the popcorn. Otherwise, the caramel I thought was kind of going to be like super overpowering. The caramel isn't like crazy, but then it hits you. That's what I'm experiencing.
I'm not having a good time. And you know I'm not having a good time because this is our first Rate That Crumble cookie in a month. I haven't had a crumble cookie in a month. Actually, that's not true. We had it on New Year's Eve.
We did.
But
3 weeks at least.
I haven't had it in almost a month.
Yeah.
And I still am not in on this. I have a rating for this one. Do you?
I do too.
All right, ready?
I feel good about it.
3, 2, 1, 4.
Four.
Oh my goodness, you went there too.
Yeah.
I wouldn't even eat the whole thing.
I wouldn't eat the whole thing.
I don't want to eat the whole thing.
Yep.
I don't want to eat the whole thing. I actually don't really want to even necessarily take another bite. Maybe one more bite would be, and I'd be like,
I would take another bite without a popcorn piece.
Sure.
But I don't want to eat the whole thing.
Let's do it without the popcorn piece.
Okay.
just to give it a fair chance.
We haven't had crumble in a little while.
No, I don't want it because I want more crumble. I just you know, no. Just trying to be fair to the cookie. That's all. I promise. Let me see. Ah! .5 out of 10 The cookie's not even good. I don't like the texture of the cookie. It tastes like it has this taste to it that I just don't like. The cookie texture I don't even like. 3.5 I lowered my rating. It actually made it worse.
I'll stay at a 4
Don't get it.
Yeah, don't get it. I don't know what you're getting this week. I mean, this might be the week that you're just going to go for something that maybe isn't super flashy, but you know you're going to enjoy.
Yeah.
Like a brookie or a peanut butter.
Or even that sugar cookie. Like if you're into that, like yeah. I also like will say I'm happy you got this one because I'm happy we got something we didn't like.
Yeah.
Because it's been a while. It's not a great way to start season two, but it kind of is at the same time because it sets a little bit of excitement and expectation. For season two, should we kind of just started season two, but like, should we like switch anything up on like our ratings?
What do you mean?
Like, if you wouldn't eat the whole cookie, it's a 5, right?
Or below.
Or below. If you wouldn't eat the whole cookie, it's a 5 or below. If you wouldn't even eat a mini cookie version of it, I think that it should be a 3.
I agree.
Or lower.
I like that.
Let me ask you.
Okay.
Would you eat a mini cookie version of that? And like, would you finish it and eat it?
I don't think I'd want to.
I wouldn't either. And for those reasons,
I'm out.
Yeah. I'm going to lower my score all the way down to a 3. I don't even want a mini cookie of this. Not that like there's worse like cookies out there.
There are worse cookies.
But
there are cookies
not good.
That like, honestly, are there? Mm-hmm. Because like, you know, is there a cookie that we're going to try that we wouldn't even want a second bite? Like, it's like, absolutely not. I'm out.
Dude, you know, you're kind of right. I
feel like Crumble's floor is like
this.
Not, yeah, it might be like around here.
You know?
Wow.
We're just going down even further.
Wow.
You're absolutely right. I'm going to give it a 1. For a Crumble cookie,
and it's like,
this is a 1.
Yeah, and I think that's honestly, kind of a compliment to Crumble.
It is, because for Crumble,
because
it's a
really
1.
Like a 3 to a 4.
Because we're not rating it, we have to remember, we're not rating it based on other cookies.
Right.
We're rating it on Crumble cookies.
Right.
And for a Crumble cookie, this is horrible.
Yeah.
1.
I guess I'm just trying to think if... I'll stay at a 2.
Okay.
Just, you know, I could foresee another cookie that could be worse than this. But you left room for that too.
I did that on purpose.
Yeah.
Because it's a 1 because it would be a 0 if
right.
If I couldn't even stomach the one bite and like I barely got it down because right. It was that bad.
But
or
I,
like
I feel like that's not gonna happen.
Or like if I swallowed it and was like that was like insufferable. Like that was like disgusting.
Yeah.
I would give it a 0. But I don't think that's gonna happen. So I'm gonna go 1, but I'm gonna leave room to go down to a 0 if I need to.
I like that. I guess I'll stay at 2.
Yeah, stay at 2.
A 1.5. We walked ourselves down from 4.
Womp, womp.
Wow.
Don't get it this week, guys.
Yeah, don't get it.
Jonas Brothers, do better. I bet you they're disappointed in their cookie.
You, they had absolutely nothing to do with it.
Probably just paid for it. Or like maybe they paid them for it.
Yeah, no, they're getting paid for this cookie. Crumble, you should stop paying the Jonas Brothers for this cookie.
You're giving them a bad name.
Yeah.
We're disappointed. Well, first, rate that Crumble cookie of 2024.
5.
With plenty more to come. Oh, 2025. That's right. Plenty more to come. That's right. Well, thanks for tuning in to Rate That Crumble Cookie. Now, check out the teaching. What's up, guys? Thanks for tuning in to the Uncanceled Podcast. I'm happy to be back. I haven't taught a podcast teaching in... I guess a month, right? But Ben just gave me the head nod. Yep. But I'm happy to be back. And today I'm going to do a teaching that I did during prayer and fasting. But if you go back on our YouTube channel and you watch that teaching, my voice is like distorted. I like talk like this. I'm like, hello, everybody. And it sounds really, really funny and weird. And I was like, man, I wanna make sure that teaching gets out there. So I figured, let me get on here and do that teaching again. This week, I may split it into two parts on here. So you're going to have to come back next week for part two. And if you were at that, meeting, I know that you heard it once already. And if you want to go back and watch it, this will be the one you'll probably come back and watch, because the other one, like I said, is extremely distorted, my audio. So. But let's get down to it. You know, something that people don't often understand in the body of Christ is that there are levels in God. There's levels in God. People think sometimes that, you know, everybody's just on the same level. And that's not true. What is true is that we are all equal at the foot of the cross. Everybody equally needs repentance, equally needs to come to God. God loves everybody. None of those things I'm arguing. But what is very apparent in the scripture is that there are levels and there is authority. There's spiritual authority. There's people that are on higher levels than others. For example, the Apostle Paul operated at a higher level in authority than Timothy did. There are levels in the spirit. You know, sometimes people think that they have the authority to be able to go and to correct someone that is above them as if they're at the same level. And the reason why people think that sometimes is because there's not a lot of teaching on spiritual levels. And so what I want to do in this podcast is teach about the different levels of the Spirit. There are levels and there are depths in the Spirit of God. There are levels that God takes people. And what I mean by levels is, you know, making more impact, having more wisdom, having more authority, doing more for God. There are levels that you can go to. I would hope that in 10 years, I'm not at the same level as I am right now. I can tell you confidently that in 4 years of doing ministry, I'm not at the same level as I was 4 years ago. I can tell you that from the time that I accepted my calling as a pastor when I was 15 years old till the time that I went to Bible college, that was 3 years of time, 2 years of time, I was not at the same level from the time I got called to when I got to college. I wasn't at the same level. I went up in levels. You're supposed to go up in levels, not back in levels. You're supposed to. And this is in any area of your life, whether you're called to the ministry or not. This is really just talking about your faith in Christ. There's even people in the church that are more mature believers than other people in the church. And those people should be respected and looked up to. And to be clear, I'm not talking about anyone, you know, dominating anybody or using their authority in an improper way. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying, though, is that there needs to be an understanding of levels in the Spirit. Levels in the Spirit. Here's something to understand. Everybody is called by God to do great things. Everybody that is a child of God is called of God to do great things. God has a plan for every single person's life. Every single person. You know, I'll actually go one further. I said that anyone that's a child of God, God has great plans for their life. God even has great plans for people who don't know Him that they can't realize until they come to know Him, if that makes sense. So, God has great plans for everyone. God has plans for a lot of people to be great. He has plans for every person to be great. But it is up to that person to step into it. I believe that God wants to take every person to high places and cause them to do great things. But here's the reality. God will not take somebody, and this is the first thing I want you to write down. God will not take someone to the top overnight. He won't do it. God will not take someone to the top overnight. He won't do it. Go to Luke 16:10. I'm using my Bible today. What's a Bible? Phone Bible. Bible. I left my Bible in the car, and I didn't feel like going back outside to be able to grab it. Luke 16:10. Here is why God will not take someone to the top overnight. Whoever can be trusted with very little can also be trusted with much. And whoever is dishonest with very little will also be dishonest in much. It is a principle of faithfulness. It's a principle of faithfulness. Whoever is faithful in little will be faithful in much. There needs to be a test of faithfulness that is passed before God can take someone to the next level. A test of faithfulness. If we can't be faithful in the little, then how can God give us much more? Watch this. I'll speak to those of you who maybe feel called to the ministry. If I'm not faithful in my part-time job that I have, and I don't show up on time, I'm not faithful in my work there, I don't obey and respect and honor authority, then how can God expect that if He takes us to a higher level, that we will be faithful in obeying and respecting authority at that level if we can't even do it at the small level that we're at right now? There is a test of faithfulness that we must pass before God can take us to the next level. As a youth pastor, if I said, you know, I'm not really going to, you know, preach with everything that I got, you know, when we have 40 students in our youth group or 20 students in our youth group, I'm going to wait until we have 60 students. I'm going to wait until we have 70 students in our youth group before I really start preaching with everything I have, before I really give it all that I got. You know, I'll get there someday, but right now I'm not going to give it everything I have. I want to wait until I get to that level. I have breaking news for you. If you don't give it all you got at the level that you are at, you will never get to the level that you want to go. You'll never get to the place that God wants to take you if you can't be faithful in the little that God has given to you. It is so vital and important to work. How can I say this? To work with the same fervor that you would have if you were at the highest level that you could possibly dream of. To work with that level of fervor and effort. Work with that level of faithfulness. At the state and level that you are now, work as if you are at a level where you are operating at the highest place that you could possibly think. As a youth pastor, I want to work hard like I have a youth group of 1,000 people. I want to work that hard. I want to be faithful like I have a youth group with 1,000 people in it. And I'm going to work with that level of effort right now. I'm going to be faithful with the little that I have right now. I'm going to give it all that I got right now. And I'm going to watch and see in time, as God already has, that He's increased us and caused us to go to another level. Why? Because the test of faithfulness is being passed. And I'm not saying that to toot my own horn. I'm saying that to encourage you. I'm saying that to keep you going today. Be faithful where you are. Don't get discouraged where you are. Don't be upset at where you're at. Understand that right now is an opportunity to pass the test of faithfulness. It's an opportunity. Something my teachers used to say when I was in school, and honestly, I probably kind of hated when they said this, but they would say, you know, when you take a test, it's an opportunity to show how much that you know. And it's like, oh, you just want to give us a test, don't you? You just want to grade us on something. But while you know, I'm making a joke about that, it is kind of true that when we take a test in school, it is an opportunity to show how much we know. You can look at a test as something negative or something positive. It's up to you. If you're a professional athlete, and the game is on the line and you're about to get the final shot, you can look at the test as, oh my goodness, there's all this pressure on me. And like, oh, you know, what if I fail? You know, I can't believe I'm in this situation. You can look at it like that. Or you could be like one of the greats, like Michael Jordan, like LeBron, that wants to take the ball into their hand and say, I love this opportunity that I get to take the game-winning shot. This is a privilege to have this pressure that I have right now. You can look at the test of faithfulness as something that's negative. That's like, oh man, you know, oh, like, all right, I guess I'll do whatever I can right now, but man, this is just, you know, so rough and stuff. Or you can look at it as an opportunity to show God how faithful you're going to be to the thing that He's called you to do. Pass the test of faithfulness. Pass the test of faithfulness, and God will begin to take you higher. But He won't take you to the top overnight. It won't happen. God will not take you to the top overnight. You know one of the reasons why God will not take you to the top overnight? Because if God took us to the highest place that he has for us overnight, in just an instant, if one day I went from having a youth group of 20 people to having a youth group of 1,000 people, like literally one Wednesday to another, you know this, I would not be able to handle. I would not be able to handle that. It would overwhelm me. It would probably destroy me. I would even say it would destroy me to be able to do. I don't know what to do. I might even begin to get filled up with pride, thinking that I'm the best, or not even having the capacity to be able to facilitate what I feel God asking me or what I feel God asking me to do. I'd be like, what am I supposed to do with all these people? We were only planning for 20, 30 people tonight. What are we supposed to do with 1,000 people? Why? Because God will not take us to the top overnight. It won't happen. It will destroy us if we go to the highest level that God wants to take us overnight. Understand that God knows what he's doing. He understands that there is a time of preparation before going to the next level. Where's that in the Bible? It's in a lot of places, but specifically, it's Jesus. Jesus in the wilderness. He took 40 days and 40 nights to fast in the wilderness to prepare for his public ministry. Jesus did not begin his public ministry until he first was filled with the Holy Spirit when he got baptized in water and the Spirit of God descended on him like a dove in Luke chapter 3. And then in Luke 4, he takes a time to consecrate himself in prayer and fasting to prepare himself for his public ministry. Jesus did not start his public ministry until there was a time of preparation. Don't devalue your time of preparation. Don't devalue the preparation that God is putting you through right now. And I'm not talking about God putting you through like all these bad things are happening in your life. I'm talking about don't despise the day of small beginnings. Don't despise where you're at right now. Don't despise what God is preparing you to do right now. And I don't know why I feel to say this, but I will. I feel to encourage those of you who are maybe in Bible college that are watching this right now. Don't despise your day of small beginnings. Don't despise where you're at right now. Where you're at right now is a test of faithfulness. Where you're at right now is a time of preparation. And if you are faithful in the little, God will bring you to higher places. He will bring you to that next level. He will launch you out into that ministry that he's called you to do. He will launch you out if you don't feel called to the ministry, into whatever that thing is that he has tasked you to do. He will launch you out into it. And if you continue to be faithful, he will cause you to go higher and higher and higher and higher until you reach levels that you've never imagined. Be faithful. Pass the test of faithfulness. Be ready. Be ready to embrace a time of preparation. Understand this. God can only give you what you have the capacity to receive. I hinted at this before. But right now at Impact Youth, last night, I'm so excited about this and glory to God. I'm so thankful for what he's doing over here at Impact Youth. But we had 147 students last night. Just missed 150, 147 students last night. That is record-breaking attendance that we have had at Impact. We have never had that many people at Impact Youth before. I am so blessed by what God is doing. And for my students who are watching this, hats off to you guys. You guys really have embraced the challenge to win this area for God. You've brought your friends. You've invited people. And God has drawn people supernaturally by his Spirit as well to come into this place. So, students, thank you and glory be to God for that. But we are at a point where if we're going to have 150 students or about 150 students every week, and we're going to keep increasing, I believe God that we can get to 200 by the end of this year. If we're going to get to that place where we're having over 200 people, something needs to change with this room, because this room is not going to work for 200 people. It's not. Obviously, you can't see it right now. If you've been in here, though, you know that. This room is not conducive for, 200 people. We don't have the capacity to receive 1,000 people. We don't have that right now. But right now, I believe that as we are going to need that, God is going to provide us the ability to have a bigger space to be able to take more students. Where's that in the Bible that you can only have the capacity, you can only receive what you have the capacity for? Well, it's actually in two places in the stories of Elisha and Elijah. Elijah coming first, Elisha coming second after him. And that will matter later on in this teaching, probably next week, because like I said, I might break this into two parts. But what happens is in Elijah and Elisha's ministry is they both have these situations where they're dealing with these widows. And these widows, they barely have enough food to be able to survive. And in these cases, the prophet tells them to go gather some vessels. And they go and they gather as many vessels as they possibly can. And the prophet goes and grabs some oil. And the oil runs and continues to run into every single one of the vessels until what? Until there isn't a capacity to be able to receive any more oil. Until there's no longer any more containers or vessels to be able to receive the oil. That's how it works. That's how the oil of God works. That's how the flow of God works. Is that God can only give us what we have the capacity to be able to take. Why? Well, think about it like this. If she didn't have any more vessels and the oil kept running, the oil would spill all over her house and would make a mess. In the same way, if we don't have the capacity to be able to receive it, all it's going to do is cause chaos. So we actually sometimes have to believe God to increase our capacity before he can take us to the next level. And that's something I'm believing God for, is that he'll increase our capacity. He'll increase our capacity. I'll even believe God that there'll be somebody that will step forward and say, I'd like to build a new youth building for you guys. I'd like to build a building just for the youth. A building that has a hangout area for the youth that 500 plus kids can hang out in. A sanctuary that is able to hold 500 students in it. Something crazy like that. I'm believing God that something crazy like that can happen and will happen. I believe it. As God continues to increase us, God knows that we're going to need a greater place to be able to facilitate all the students that are coming to youth group. God's not dumb. He knows. He knows, and he's going to take care of that. Somebody will step forward, and they'll do it for free, too. They'll pay for everything. Why? Because God will knit somebody's heart to the vision of this ministry or put it on someone's heart to sow that into our ministry. I believe it. I like to talk like this. The reason why I like to talk like this is it shows God that you're fully confident that he can do the impossible. We talk crazy all the time at Impact. We talk crazy all the time at Impact. Not like talking crazy, like throwing shade at people and stuff like that. But we talk crazy. We talk big at Impact. At the beginning of this fast, I was like, I'm pretty sure I said this like a week ago. I was like, you know, the same God that brought us from 45 to 70 and 70 to 100, well, why can't that same God bring us all the way to 150? I said that last week. And by the way, our attendance before that, we were having like 100 or something like that. I said that. What happened? This week, 147 people came out. Why? When you talk big, God backs that confession of faith and he makes it happen. He makes it happen. Hallelujah. Amen. So God can increase your capacity as well. Let that be your prayer today. That God increase my capacity to receive. God increase me. Increase my capacity to be able to take in everything that you have for me. Increase my capacity. Enlarge my territory. Just like the prayer of Jabez. God won't take you to the top overnight. There's a test of faithfulness. There's a season of preparation. There's a capacity that is required. That could have been 3 points right within itself. You know what? Write those down if you didn't already. God will not take someone to the top overnight. First, there's the test of faithfulness. Second, there's a season of preparation. And third, there's a capacity to receive. A capacity to receive. Amen. Amen. I'll get through a couple more things. Yeah, that's what I'll do. All right. Next, I want you to know, write this down. Levels are not solely dependent on age. Take that in for a second. Levels are not solely dependent upon age. First and foremost, when we talk about the increase in spiritual levels, really in in order to increase many times, there is wisdom that is necessary. And not even many times, all the time, there's wisdom in order to get to that next level. Something that God showed me during these 21 days, he gave me wisdom to be able to help facilitate a better environment on Wednesday nights. He gave me some ideas about what to do in our impact lobby, which it's right out there. That's why I pointed out there. In our impact lobby, to be able to make it more fun for the students to be able to enjoy themselves. And so God gave me wisdom so that we can increase in levels. You see that? And so wisdom comes from God. And if we need wisdom, who do we ask? We ask God. That's how we know wisdom comes from God. The Bible says Proverbs 2:6, the Lord gives wisdom. And as I mentioned before, if we need wisdom, we ask God. Where's that? That's in James. If any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God. Why? God's the one who gives wisdom. He is the source of wisdom. Watch this. Since wisdom comes from God, the more time someone spends with God, the more wisdom that person will have. The more time that someone spends seeking God and looking for wisdom, the more wisdom that that person will have. The more wisdom, the higher level that you can operate. Solomon, God came to him and said, he offered some burnt offerings before the Lord, 1,000 burnt offerings before the Lord. His offering actually made way where heaven heard and responded. And so heaven hears and responds, and God goes, Solomon, what do you want? You're burning 1,000 burnt offerings right now. What do you want, Solomon? And he goes, God, more than anything, I want wisdom and knowledge to govern your people. Why? Because Solomon understood in order for him to be successful and operate at the highest level that God had for him, he needed wisdom. He needed wisdom. So wisdom, it comes from God. So the more time that I spend with God, the more wisdom I have, and then the higher level I can function at. The Bible says this, 1 Timothy 4:12. Don't let anyone look down on you because you're young. You know why Paul wrote this? Because people were looking down upon Timothy, a young pastor at a church in Ephesus. They were looking down on him as a young pastor. And Paul tells Timothy, don't let anyone look down on you because you're young. Now, I want to be clear about something. I'm a young guy. I'm 25 as of yesterday. I'm a younger dude. Some people might hear me say this and find it arrogant for me to say that, you know, levels are not solely dependent upon age and wisdom isn't solely dependent upon age. Because as you've heard me maybe say before, wisdom is not a function of age. Wisdom is a function of impartation. And if you don't know what impartation is, you should watch my teaching on the laying on of hands that I did during prayer and fasting, and that will give you some insight on that. But people say, look at this 25-year-old saying that, you know, age doesn't matter. I didn't say it doesn't matter. What I said is it's not solely dependent on age. It's not solely dependent on age. Watch this. If someone faithfully seeks God for 20 years, they should be wiser than someone who faithfully seeks God for 10 years. Not even should, they will be wiser than someone that only sought God for 10 years or for half the time. Why? That's double the amount of time of seeking God and doing it His way. But watch this. If someone is a Christian and is stagnant for 20 years, and they just are like whatever with their relationship with God, not really pressing in, not really seeking after Him that much. But somebody else seeks God faithfully for 5 years and is seeking after Him with everything they have, they will surpass the person that is older that sought God for 20 or that hasn't really sought God for 20 years, but has just been a casual Christian per se. Why? Because wisdom comes from God. So there is wisdom in age. Absolutely. I am not discrediting that. But only if that person, and I'm speaking of spiritual wisdom, only if that person is seeking after God for that amount of time that they've lived. So wisdom, age has partial impact on it, but there is a component of seeking God that's required. Now, certainly in life experiences, there are people who are older that have lived life and they can maybe share some things with you and stuff. And I understand that and I recognize that and I respect that as well. But you also have to be a little careful with that because sometimes people's quote-unquote wisdom from life experience is really unbelief from some bad experience that they've had. Yeah, I used to believe when I first got saved that, you know, God wants to fill everybody with the baptism of the Holy Spirit, but now that I've gotten older, I just don't really believe that anymore based on my experiences. You know, I used to believe that God wanted to bless and heal everybody, but, you know, now that I've lived life and stuff like that, they'll share that. And that's just, that right there is not wisdom, because it's not in line with the Word of God. So wisdom is not, how am I trying to put this? Age matters a little bit with wisdom. Age matters with our wisdom. I'm not saying age doesn't matter with wisdom, because some people will hear that, and like I said, they'll be like, you know, oh man, look at this guy, I can't believe he's saying this. But it's not solely dependent upon age. So don't limit yourself to think you can't do anything for God or you can't go to a higher level because of your age. Keep seeking after God, the giver of wisdom, and he'll help you. See, the Bible says this in 1 Samuel 16:7. Man looks at the outward appearance, but God looks at the heart. Outward appearance of age doesn't solely dictate wisdom. God looks at the heart of a person. Amen. Amen. Levels are not solely dependent on age. Next, and this is the last point that I'll hit on today, and then next week we'll cover the second part of this topic. Where does the Bible even teach that there are levels? Because some people will try to argue that there aren't levels in the Spirit, even though I've given many examples of this already. Well, first and foremost, let's go to Luke chapter 6, verse 40. Luke chapter 6, verse 40, and I'm sorry that I haven't been turning to all of the scriptures with you guys today. Just for sake of time, I've been, you know, referencing them and reading them to you. But you should go back in your own time and check them out yourself. But watch this. The student is not above the teacher, but everyone who is fully trained will be like their teacher. So what does the Bible tell us? Well, if a student is not above the teacher, then that tells you that there's levels. That shows you that there's some type of level. The disciples were on a lower level than Jesus, spiritually. In spiritual authority, they were on a lower level than Jesus. If the student is not above the leader, that shows that there are levels. And this is Jesus talking. There are levels. We see in 2 Kings chapter 9, or chapter 2, if you turn there. 2 Kings chapter 2. Verse 9. When they had crossed, Elijah said to Elisha, "Tell me what I can do for you before I am taken from you. Let me inherit a double portion of your spirit," Elisha replied. "You have asked a difficult thing," Elijah said. "Yet if you see me when I'm taken from you, it will be yours. Otherwise, it will not." As they were walking along and talking together, suddenly a chariot of fire and horses of fire appeared and separated the two of them. And Elijah went up to heaven in a whirlwind. Elisha saw this and cried out, my father, the chariots and horsemen of Israel. And Elisha saw him no more. Then he took hold of his garment and tore it in two. Elisha then picked up Elijah's cloak that had fallen from him and went back and stood in the bank of the Jordan. What happens here? Well, Elisha says to Elijah, "I want a double portion of your spirit." So he's saying, "I want a double level of where you're at. I want a double portion." Elijah doesn't go, "I'm sorry, Elisha, but there is no double level. There is no double portion. I can't give that. We're all on the same. Don't you know, Elisha? Why are you asking me this? We're all on the same level. There are no different levels in the spirit." He doesn't say that. He says, "You've asked a hard thing. Yet, if you see me go, it'll be granted to you." And what happens? Elisha sees him go. And so it's granted to him. He receives a double portion. There are levels in the spirit. Now go to Romans chapter 1, verse 17. Romans chapter 1. Verse 17. It says, "For in the gospel, the righteousness of God is revealed, a righteousness that is from faith, or that is by faith from first to last, or from faith to faith. Just as it is written, the righteous shall live by faith. Now, I'll be honest with you. Sometimes this text is misinterpreted, but I want to explain it. See, we're made right with God by our faith. That's what this text is telling us. But we continue to please God by our faith. So we go from faith to faith in the sense that I'm made right with God by my faith, but I continue to grow and increase in my faith. See, levels of faith, faith to faith. I continue to please God by my faith. Why? The Bible says without faith, it's impossible to please God. So with faith, it's possible to continue to please Him. I can continue to grow from faith to faith. Faith to faith. Faith needs to be sustained and then increased. That's the idea of this text. So there are levels in the Spirit. We see this in the Bible. This is just some of the examples of this as well. There are levels. There is spiritual authority. There are higher realms that you can go to in the Spirit. And this is not limited to those who feel called to the ministry. You can become a seasoned and mature believer, as I talked about. You can become somebody who is looked upon as someone of wisdom in your church, although you are not necessarily a preacher or called to the fivefold ministry. You could still be a mature believer in faith. Amen. Next week, I'm going to teach on how to increase our spiritual levels. How do we increase our spiritual levels? I'm going to talk about how you can continue to grow in spiritual levels, and I pray that it will help you. But that's all that I have for you today. I just wanted to lay the foundations on this. This will be Understanding Spiritual Levels, Part 1, I guess. Understanding Spiritual Levels, Part 1. I hope that this podcast blessed you. I want to give you an opportunity. If you're watching this and you feel led to give today, you can go ahead and do so. If you're giving to Impact Youth, an offering, give to Impact Youth. You should see some type of giving thing on the screen right now. If you feel led to sow to Impact Youth, we would appreciate that. We'd be blessed by that. However, if you don't feel to sow, then that's all right too. No problem at all. We know that God is our source, not man. And we know that God will provide everything that we need, and already has, actually. Everything we need is completely provided for. I was telling the youth last night, what took us a year to bring in 3 years ago, we now bring in and on a monthly basis. We brought in this month what took us a whole year to bring in 3 years ago. Why? God is continuing to increase us. He's putting it on people's hearts to give. So we're not here to beg for anybody's money. We don't believe in taking offerings like that. It's a free will offering. If you feel to give to us, I know that you'll be blessed. The Bible's very clear that when you give, it'll be given back to you. Pressed down, shaken together, and running over. So I pray that God would bless your seed today, and I pray that this podcast blessed you today. Thanks for tuning in. I'll see you guys next week.
Thank you for listening to the Uncanceled Podcast. We hope you were blessed and encouraged by the teaching today. If you are between the grades of 5th through 12th grade, make sure to check us out in person at Faith Church in New Milford, Connecticut, every Wednesday night from 6:30 to 9 p.m. Be sure to tune in next week for another weekly podcast from Uncanceled. God bless.